We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Samach Tes, Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top of Daf Samach Tes. Gufo, we learned this before, Om Rabbi Yechonon, Goza, V'loi Nisayish, V'abaylim, someone stole something, and the Baylim was not Miyayish, Shneim Einon Yechoyim Lahakdish, both of them cannot be Makdishit, that means Sai the Ganev, or the Gazlin, and also the owner cannot be Makdishit, Ze, L'fishen Shloi, the Ganev can't be Makdishit, because that is. The one who owns it also can't be makdashit because it's not in his own rishus. It's out of his rishus. Great thing about Akasha. Did Rabbi Yechonon really say this? We know Rabbi Yechonon has a klal all over Shas. He passes like a stam mishnah. We're going to show you a stam mishnah where it says someone can be makdash something that's not in his rishus. V'tanan, we learned in the mishnah. Kerem revai hoi mitzayin oisai b'kzuzo is adama. Kerem Ravai is the fourth year of Peiros. The first 3 years of a tree is Arla, cannot be eaten, it's also Bahana. The fourth year, it can be eaten, but it has to be brought to Eretz Yisrael to eat, and you can be pointed as well. So here, this guy had trees, and people sometimes, you know, grab a fruit off a tree, they're hungry. So if it was Kerem Ravai, they used to be Mitzayin, like a simen, Biksuzes Adama, clumps of earth. What's the simen? Simona ki Adama. The simon is just like earth. Ma adama, just like the ground. Ika hanamine. You get a hanah from the ground eventually. You have to plow, you have to plant, and you have to cut. But eventually you have a hanah from adama. Afhai, same thing, karamvai. Hainami, kimifrika, sharulasuminai. There is a way to have hanah from karamvai by being pointed. So that was the simon made around karamvai. Vashal arla, when a person had arla trees, and again, there's people who come and just take things from it. So you still make a simon becharosis with pieces of shards of pottery. What was the simon? Simonic charoses. The simon is like a charos. Ma charos she'anomina. He has no hanah from pieces of pottery. He can't put them back together, and it's useless. So there's no hanah. Af hai. This tree also less ve'anomina. There's no hanah. V'shal kvaris. When they used to make simonim around the base of kvaris, they didn't want kahanim to get near it. Gam tamei. So they used to put besid. They used to put like cement around it. What was the simon? Simono de chiver ka'atzama. The simon is that it's white like bones. Umachav shofich. They water it down with water. They memache it. They soften it with water, and they spread it around the kever. This white substance kehecha the nechavet face be more white. These are the things that people did just to make simonim. And the mishnah says vayta amrav shim megamil medvar amurim that we make this hecker, the simon, the sign around the tree. Dafka b'shvius, the hefker. On shvius is hefker. Someone's gonna come take it. A peri, he's lado. It's hefker. So we don't have to be menichshol in the iser. Our law is the karmavai. So therefore, we make a simon. Al v'shash ten shavuot. Other times of shmita, other years of the shmita cycle, not on shmita itself, where it's also to take. Zokav shem v'mil. We don't make a simon around that. Let the guy tell the rosh of yomus. Let the rosh eat it and die. Like, it's his own problem. Don't steal. If you steal, you get an avera, gavera is avera. You get another avera. You also get the avera of kerem rai. You don't take a simon for the ganavim. And the mishnah goes vayta, v'atznuim, the people who are tznuim, they're more careful with their midas, and they're very careful. Manichim esamayis, they put aside money, v'oimrim. Kol nilkot, mizeh, anything that gets collected from this tree, means anyone steals from this tree, mechula amayis lalu. At the end of the day, they take money, and they say, you know what? Anything someone collected today should be nifta on this money. And therefore, it comes out that you're being paid to that Kerem Ravai, and therefore, no one will be owed for anything. So what Adkan HaMishnah. So we just said Rabbi Yechonon says something's not Rishusha, you can't be Makdish. And Rabbi Yechonon says he passed a Stam Mishnah. Here we have a Stam Mishnah. It says that Snuim did this. There's no Machloikis. Everyone agrees that you could do it, it sounds like in the Mishnah. You could do that. There's a Stam Mishnah, you could do it. And what could you do? Even it's not in your rishus anymore, this Kerem Ravai. These peiros, these apples are not in your rishus anymore. I can still say that wherever those apples are being redeemed on the money over here. So what do you see? You see, you can be makdash dava she'ini b'shusai. So it's a kasher. Rabbi Yechon says he can't be makdash dava she'ini b'shusai. And we know Rabbi Yechon passed like a stam mishnah. V'chi teima, you'll say it's not a stam mishnah. V'chi teima, man tan et snurim shim megamil. It's a continuation of shim megamil. Shim megamil is a medvar morim b'ashev v'shiz hefker. Havashah shnei shuwa l'tenei rasha. V'atznuin, which is actually, Tosfos points out, it has to be talking about the other times of the Shemitah cycle, not in the Shemitah year, because Shemitah year, you can't be poida shvius, peiros, on shvius, because it's hefker, it's not yours. It means the rest of the years, the tznuim didn't halitayel rosh, didn't feed it to the rosh of yomus. They actually were poided, so maybe it's all Rav Shimon Megamil. But that's also shver. Even if it's a shimmy meal, it would also be shver. Why? Because Omra Rabba Rachad Omra Vyech, and Vyech himself says this. Anytime we have a tan of shimmy meal, halacha kamaisa, we pass like him. Chutz, me orev, that's a sugya in Mesechta Bar Basra. Vitzidon, that's a sugya in Mesechta Gittin. Verayach Reina, which is Mesechta Sahedrin. These three cases, we don't pass a shimmy meal, but everywhere else we do. So if we pass a shimmy meal, that you could do this. The Tznuun could do this and be paida, even though it's not in possession. So it's a stira to Rabbi Yechanan's Efetik Gemara. So either way, it's stira Rabbi Yechanan. Either it's a stam mishnah, then shver, or if it's the same town of Shemim Gamil, it's also shver because we pass like of Shemim Gamil. So in any case, it's shver because it says you can say kol nilka. Efetik Gemara, Amri, loy tema kol nilka mizeh, ela ema kol mislaket mizeh. The Gemara answers like this, that don't say that they said kol nilka mizeh. That they said at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, after everyone picked, they said whoever picked should be redeemed. Whoever they picked to be redeemed, which is not Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of the day, before the day starts, they say anything that's going to be picked today should be nifta on this, should be redeemed onto this money. That's what they said. So it's only a shayla of breira, of yesh breira, because here we don't know which payrus will be mislaket. But I'm saying whatever's going to be mislaket, mafreya will be redeemed now. That was not called nilka mislaket. Alayim called mislaket is that. And therefore, it's not shver because now this mishnah is not saying anything about einer b'shusa. It's a chiddush in breira, and Tosfos points out that the pidyon is chal even while it's mechuba lekarka because right now wasn't taken off the tree yet, but still pidyon works in my mechuba lekarka. Tosfos ema said Tosfos shmashma the chal pidyon mechuba lekarka shrei koyel makito im is chal. And that would be the chiddush of this mishnah. It's not a kasha of yechon holds einer b'shusa you can't do. Right, the Gemara. How can say that Rabbi Yochanan says that's called mislaket? Me on Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. What Rabbi Yochanan? Tznuin and Rabbi Doisa are the same. Tznuin and Rabbi Doisa are the same shita. Rabbi Doisa nilkat kama. Rabbi Doisa clearly says that you could do it when it's any b'shusai. The Tainut and Abraisa, and this is talking about leket. Leket halacha is that things that fall off b'shas when you're cutting the tefuah down, when you're harvesting the tefuah, you're cutting the tefuah. If two straws of wheat fall down, then the aniyim collect it. If it's three, then that's not called leket. Then it doesn't belong to the aniyim. But sometimes the aniyim are not such big bekiyim, and they take three. So here's not really a rasha here. Here, these chevra are just pashut the amaratzim, and they think leket's two, three, they don't know the difference. So what do you do? So the time, Ruda Eimer, Shachris Balbais Oimed, the Balbais wakes up in the morning, he says like this, Oimer, kol sheilka tu aniyim ayom yehefker. Whatever they collect should be hefker. Whatever they collect today, should be hefker, because we want not to be over anything, and also not taking off trumas and maisers. So we're saying anything you take today should be they collect today should be hefker. We don't tell it to them in the face. We say it to ourselves, and therefore they're not being a ganet. Rav Deisa merely toys the erev. You say it after the day. Oh my, kol shalok to aniyim be hefker. Anything that aniyim collected today should be hefker. So what do you see? We're saying Tanu and Rav Deisa are the same shita. Look at the brisa. Rav Yehuda says you work with brayri. Say in the morning, whatever's going to be collected should be hefker. Rav Deisa says, no, in the evening, after it's collected, I could be making hefker, even though it's any b'shusai. So, and we're saying, who's the tznuun like Rav Deisa? So clearly, Rav Yechon learned the brisa to mean that it's doing it in a b'shusai case, not the case of Breyer, not kol maslak at the beginning of the day. So it's back shver, there's stam mishto, which Hashem Gamila, that says that you're allowed to do this, and he also can't allow to do this. Zakhti Gemara, Epech, Rav Yehudla, Rav Deisa, Rav Deis Rav Yehuda. You're going to switch around. When there's Bryce, it says Yehuda Eimer is, Yehuda holds Arvis, he did it. And Rav Deis once said in the morning, the Breira, he did it Shachris. That's when I switch around. Epech Yehuda Rav Deis. So, Rav Deis Rav Yehuda. For Eitimara, my Afkis Masnita, why are you switching around the Breisa, switch Rav Yehuda and Rav Deis, switch Afkar Rav Yechanan, switch Rav Yechanan, Eimer, Tznu and Rav Yehuda, Omru Davacha. Instead of saying Tznu and Rav Deis, keep the Breisa by itself and say Tznu and say Rav Yechanan was saying Tznu and Rav Yehuda, which means it's all in the morning. So tomorrow, no, because I want to switch the Braisa, because anyway, I have a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Lois Amri, Lois Sagile Musapachas. You can't not switch it around, Masnita. Why? The Mahamasnita Ktani, the Isla Yehuda Breira. The way we have the Braisa, the Yehuda says he's doing it in the Shachris, and Rabbi says he's doing the Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have Breira. Yes, Breira. Vishamina Leila Rabbi Yehuda Ba'amo, we find Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, the Lesley Breira, does not hold the Breira. The famous Mishnah that we have a lot of times in Shas, the Tanan, learned to the Mishnah. Halakeach yayin ben akusim. If someone purchases wine from kusim, kusim are not makbid on chumas and maisris. They're worse than amaratzim. So you bought the wine, you have to now take off chumas ma'aser. The problem was, it's right before Shabbos, and you don't have time to do the halal frasha. So what do? Like, here's a guy, lugim, and he asked lahafresh, two, there's 100 lugim here. So two lugim, which is one out of 50, which is a sheer bainness for chuma. Mashtay lugim, and he asked lahafresh, rehem chuma. That's chuma. Asara, 10 is ma'aser, 10%. It's really 9.8. Well, we just round it off to 10. 10 is ma'aser rishon. Tess, 9 lugim is ma'aser sheni. And the ma'aser sheni, actually, you make of a shayisim yad. You put it on the spot, because that you have time to do. So whatever you can do, behati, you do. So what you're doing is, you're saying, when I'm osid lahafresh, it wasn't actually mafresh yet. Whatever's left in the barrel, matzah Shabbos, I will put aside for that. But I'm saying it now, and we'll mevarer which one is the truma, and which one's the ma'aser, and which one's the ma'aser sheni. The Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Shimon, Oishrin, they ask. They asked it. Now, why they asked it? Because you can't do Breira. So, therefore, who holds you can't do Breira? So, if who holds can't do Breira, so how can you say the Bryce is saying, they say in the morning, whoever the Neem collects, we have Hefker, he doesn't hold a Breira. So, anyway, you have to switch around Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael. So, we can still keep Rabbi Yehuda's Amemra that he says, Snuin and Rabbi Yisrael the same thing, which means it's going in the morning. And that's Snuin, which said, call milk, it really meant call maslaket. Rabbi Yisrael is switched around Rabbi Yehuda, he said in the morning. And Rabbi Huda said in the evening, because Rabbi Huda doesn't hold the braver like we see over here in the Braisa, that's why we sit around Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Daisa. Rabbi Yechon said it. Rabbi Yechon himself said that. He's the one who said that. Now, we had a kasha Rabbi Yechon, the Stam Mishnah said, Snuim could say, call milkat. So we said it means call maslaket. But he says that that Snuim and Rabbi Daisa are the same thing. Rabbi Yechon himself said that. So that was a kasha Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said everything Rabbi Yechon himself. No, he said Rabbi Daisa. Rabbi Daisa is the morning. We're changing now. Rabbi Daisa is the morning. Rabbi Yehuda is the evening. The Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara says he didn't want to say that. You know why?
Who said that member? Rabbi said the same thing.
Rabbi Yechlin said it.
But he didn't say Rabbi Yehuda.
And the Brisa didn't say Rabbi Yehuda said it either. So we're switching something, right? Making a mistake, doing correction. We're doing some editing. So tomorrow's kasha is why we're editing the Brisa instead of editing Rabbi Yechanan. You'd rather edit the Brisa than Rabbi Yechanan? Because you're used to that. You're used to editing Brisa. Why would we edit the Brisa for Rabbi Yechanan? So we're saying, well, there's a reason for this. The reason is, of course, in the Cheshbon, we want the Brisa to be edited because it'll be a steer Rabbi Yehuda. Zokta Gemara, Amri, we're still not Kashmak. Why? So if Maika Apathil Mastita, why do we switch around the Mastita? So the kasha of the Rabbi Yehuda, because you have a kasha of Yehuda, Yehuda about Breira. So now what are we saying? The Rabbi Yechanan says that Tznuin and Rabbi Daisa Omudava Echad means the case of Breira. That's what we're saying. So it's still Shver, because it seems like that we're learning passing the Stam Mishnah of Tznuin still, and that means we would pass, Rabbi Yechanan passing, yes, Breira would come out. If Rabbi Yechanan is saying Tznuin is like Rabbi Daisa, which means he's learning call him a slakate, call Mislake, that means it's Breira. It means Rabbi Yechon will hold a Breira. So that's not good either. Why? Because we know Rabbi Yechon does not hold Breira. Amri, so if say, my kafas, let me see, tamshin the kasha de Rabbi Yehuda, hashanami kasha de Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon. The Amri, le Rabbi Yechon, loy tame call Nilka. We said, the fear of Yechon, to answer the tsnuim, that don't say call Nilka. Elaim call Mislake. That Shalom tsnuim was, the people taking care of Revai, he said, call Mislake. Alma is the Breira. See, he holds of Breira, that even though it wasn't done yet, I can still do this. And even though the guy, we don't know what was taken yet, he can still say Breira. Because Rav Asim Rav Yechanan, ha'achim shechalku, brothers that split a Yerusha, lekuchasim, they consider lekuchas, not Yarshim. When Yarshim split something, they consider Yarshim, we know exactly which Yerusha belonged to who, so then it belongs to them forever now. But Rabbi Yechon says that when Yarshim, when inheritors split something, split an inheritance, that it's not clear which one was supposed to be to who. So they're really like the Kuchais, they're making it up. And every Yevil, which is Alocha, that by Stei Achuz, it goes back to the owner of Yevil, it goes back to the pot and they split it again. Akim Shcholku of the Kuchais, seems like the Yevil. So you see, he also ain't brave. If you hold the yes Breira, so you can say, no, when I split the Yerusha, it's Mivaral my friend, that was my Yerusha. But it doesn't hold the Breira. So it's a steer of Yechon himself. So that's very, so it's back to steer. So let's go back to the drawing board, right back to the beginning. Ela oilam kol nilkot. Like tsnuim say, like we had it reading. Tsnuim say kol nilkot, which means you could do the redeeming, even if it's not bereshusai. And the Tznuim and Rav Doisa say the same thing, Taka. We're not changing the price either. Rav Doisa also says that at the end of the day, you say that whatever the Aniyim collected is Hefker. Because they both hold, you can do any Bershusha. And it's a Stam Mishnah that you could do any Bershusha. And you're going to ask me, Rav Yehuda, it says you do Breira. I'd steal Rav Yehuda and Rehuda from the case of Kech Yayim and Akusim. That Rashi says, like the Gemara answers all of Ashas, Rav Yehuda's not it's Breira that says you can't do it. By the case of Lekeach Yayim and Akusim. The reason why you can't do it is because Shemi Yevaka Anoid was scared that barrel won't last till the end of Shabbos. It'll split, it'll break. And therefore, you don't allow them to do this Truma in this way. Not because of Breira. So, but it's Shver that if Rav Yechanan, if it's new in this case of Einer B'Shusha, and it says he's allowed to do it, so it's a Stam Mishnah. Rav Yechanan always passed like a Stam Mishnah. So why does Rav Yechanan say something's not B'Shusha, you can't be Makdash it, the Stam Mishnah as it could be? A different Stam Mishnah. The Tnan, it says in the Mishnah, if a Ganev steals from a Ganev, he does not pay Kefal. I might. Why not? So Bishlam a Ganev Rishalim Mishalim says a Gunev Bezishalim Bez a Ganev, only if you steal from the owner, not from the Ganev. Ela Bailim Mishalim. But you should pay. You should pay the Bailim, because the Maisa still belongs to the Bailim. Maybe it's sitting in someone else's house, but it's still a Bailim. Ela lav shma mino, that you're not chai from the Ganev, zel fishen shloi, it's not his. And the zel fishen v'shusoi, you see who's appearing, just like there's no chi of Genevo, it's not v'shusoi, the same thing is, you can't be makdish something's not v'shusoi. The same idea, if it's not v'shusoi, it's not considered yours to a certain extent. What, you don't like shaykhas? So it's not so bad, but the Maram speaks out clear what the Shaykh says, because it's part of the Ram also. But after you see the Maram, I don't know if make it better for you, but because it's easy to understand the Shaykh. The Maram, Rotz Loimba, the Madama, Kihei, I read in the Lashon of the Maram, Kihei Chidlin Kefil, Shova Shein of Shusha, Masha and Shlo, just like by Kefil, Ein of Shusha is just like being not yours. You're not Chayab Kefil. Vala Nikra Bal Hadova, Mach Masha and Shusha. He's not considered the owner because he's Tapra Shus. Who are dealing in Hektish, Kivin Shein of Shusha, Nikra Shein of Shlo, and Yachlak Tishai. It's the same thing. That's what the Maram explains. And Agav, you see from here, that let's say it would be a Pekodoin. So we know by Pekodoin, Vaganov steals a Pekodoin from the Shomer's house. He's Chayiv Kefil to the owner. So you'd be able to Makdash of Pekodoin. That should come out. So Makdash of Pekodoin, which is not fair. If I have Pekodoin by Shomer, it's still called Bershusa. He's watching it for me. But here's a Ganev, it's called Einer Bershusa. So this is a Stam Mishnah to Rav Yechanan. Okay, so what Mar says, so why that Stam better than this Stam? My Chaz is Ozvasa, who Stamma, Leovakai Stamma, that's Nuin. Why is this Stam Mishnah better than the Stam Mishnah of Snuan? So the Gemara answer, Mishnah Lekra, because the pasuk is a riot to him. Ish ki yakdish as beisoy kodesh l'Hashem. It says when a person makdish his house, ma beisoy b'rishusoy, af kol b'rishusoy. Just the bais is your rishus, therefore everything else should be in your rishus. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan holds that something's not in rishus, can't be makdish. The question was, we have a Stam Mishnah of Snuan says that you can redeem kamer ravai even if it leaves your rishus. So the Gemara says, because Rav Yechanan had different Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah that says, you're not chayev kefil by the Ganav. But the Tznuim stays where it is. It's Taka, Stam Mishnah that says that you could do it at the end of the day, even though it's not Pershusoi. It's Taka, Stam Mishnah like that. And we also have another Mishnah that Rav Doisa says like that, when it comes to the Leket. Rav Yehuda says, you do Breira in the morning. It's not Astira to Rav Yehuda's, because the case of Kechiyam and Akusim is Shem Yivak Enoid, and not Alts Breira.